I make big plans. I aim high. I remember that logical plans never make it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I make big plans. I aim high. And I remember only too well, logical plans never make it. What is it to be a dreamer? What is it to be someone who makes big plans and aims high? Well, someone who makes big plans and aims high is an idiot. They are someone who don't make sense. Their dreams are outrageous. Their dreams are beyond imagination. Their dreams are something that it could never be. Their dreams are crazy. Yes, I make big plans and aim high. So, what would be a plan that I would make and aim high with? Well, let's just say I would like to be aware of my spiritual understanding. Oh boy, oh boy. I would like to be aware of the being that I am. I would like to be aware why I'm here on planet Earth. I would like to be aware what my goal is, what my purpose is, what my direction is. I would like to be aware of how I'm going to go about this goal and go about this awareness to be all that I can be. Okay, it's a foredrawn conclusion that a child is a child and grows up to be an adult. Pop, 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 pop. A child is a child and grows up to be adult. That's just the way it is. That's just what it is. That's what a child is for. He is to be growing up into an adult. And an adult is a being that takes responsibility and lives in this world and feeds itself, houses itself, takes care of its needs, whether it's in a family or whether it's in an individual. Somehow, the adult takes care of itself. As long as it's a child, it has a family, it has a home, it has a mother and father usually, and people that take care of it and love it and share with it and encourage it to dream of doing something, to dream of being a caretaker, to dream of being a business person, to dream of being a landscape gardener, to dream of being a mountain climber, to dream of being anything. Mountain climber? Who makes money climbing mountains? When you have a dream of climbing mountains, the money is there. Don't ever worry about that. When you have a dream of being a painter, the money is there. But they starve a lot of times. That's true. Having a dream means there is a way to carry it out. Okay, so I look at my dream of why am I here? What is my spiritual goal in life? What is my potential, if not my potential, what is what lies within me waiting to be revealed? Okay. I make big plans and I aim high. So, how do you make big plans? Well, you really don't make big plans, and you really don't aim high. You dream. You think, okay, I would like to be able to say, I am whole and perfect, I live in a happy world, all in my life and my world is fantastic, glorious, marvelous. I would like to be able to say these statements, these are spiritual statements, I'd like to be able to say these statements and have them be revealed in my life. I would like to say, I am a spiritually illumined master, and have that be revealed in my life. Ho, 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 you a spiritually revealed master, what a big joke. That's right. It's an illogical reality. But thousands and millions and billions of people do experience it every day. Not because they think it's a joke, but because they listen. And the divine within them reveals the way. Oh, yeah. The way is not that simple. The way is not that easy. The way is not just taking your 2 feet in a perfect body and walking up a road. Because we're crippled. We're crippled first by the thought that we think we can't do it. Next, we're crippled by the thought that says, hey, you, a spiritually illumined being, my goodness sakes. I mean, I can see a lot of other people that way, but you, no. You are too gross. You are too ordinary. You are too much of a simpleton, or whatever the reasons may be. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Think of whatever it is that would excite you, whatever it is that would be imaginative, creative, dynamic, fabulous. And just think on these things. So, an architect looks at a customer, and the customer says, I want to have a building that's so tall, that's so big, that does these things. And the architect says, yes, I know just what you want to do. And the architect sets down and creates. But you see, the architect did not set down and create until something within him said, go and do. Now, that go and do thing is what we have to put into our consciousness. We have to say, I now go and create. I go and create this building. I go and create this drawing. I go and create this lifestyle. I go and create my awareness of my reality, of my divinity, the awareness of my revelation of who I am and what I am and where I'm going and why I'm here. Sounds a little simpler. Okay, now, I aim high. I make big plans. Okay? I speak my word and it is done. You know, Jesus had that thing too. His disciples heard him say, go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the dead and sick and so forth. Go out and do this. Go out and do this. And he showed them how. He showed them not that they personally raised the dead or raised the sick, but that they went out and saw the dead alive and saw the sick healed and saw these things. It wasn't a great task. Maybe it was a task because the appearances kind of denied that the fact of the wholeness. But Jesus taught them, it is done unto you according to your belief. Go out and believe that they're whole. Believe that they're well. Believe that they're happy. Believe the world is fantastic. First you believe it. First you believe it. And the disciples had a big problem with that. They were pragmatists. They were realists. They were people who looked at something and said, what I see is what is. And the master teacher had to change their mind again and again and again. He had to reveal to them that, hey, it is not what you see. It is what is. It is the divine that lies within all things. It is the divine that lay there waiting to be revealed. It already is there. So, when I make big plans and I aim high, then it's already there. And all I am doing is revealing it in my life, in my affairs, in my allness. The logical plans never seem to make it. And the reason that the logical plans never seem to make it is that the dream is taken out of the logic. By having logic, the dream is stifled. When you tell a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? They tell you all sorts of crazy, stupid, unrealistic things. And then what do? They don't grow up to be any of those things. They grow up and are greater things than anything they ever dreamed about. But that dream started in childhood. They began to realize, yes, I can think any thought I want. Mama says, what do you want to be? I want to be a fireman. What do you want to be? I want to be president. What do you want to be? I want to be whatever. But you see, then as they get older, if they're still the dreamer of the child that they were, instead of stopping to dream these crazy, unrealistic dreams, they dream crazier, more unrealistic dreams. Wouldn't this be a crazy dream to say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? How stupid, how idiotic can anyone be to say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? As though I am important to the peace on earth. Well, we are. You see, this is where the dream wins, where the logic loses. The logic says it is unrealistic to say such a thing and to expect it to be manifest. It is unrealistic. Don't you know that? It's unrealistic. the divine in each of us. The dreamer of the big plans, the dreamer that aims high in us, it knows that when you take a dream and follow it to its ultimate, it manifests wonderfully. And logic must step aside because it has no place. Climb every mountain, dream every dream, follow every rainbow till you catch your dream. Yes, follow it. Aim high. Make big plans and watch them come true in your life, because that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Have a wonderful life. Have a wonderful dream. And know as you dream high and big, I'm there with you, encouraging you, guiding you, leading you into the awareness that you are all right now. Have a wonderful day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you, dreamer.